Tuesday, October 8th. Today I stayed home from school with a cold and just lounged in bed all day and drank lemon tea. The Tyra Banks show rocked, as usual. But for some reason, it didn't cheer me up. After my dad picked me up from school yesterday, I started thinking that maybe I was overreacting. Watching my painting being smashed into a zillion pieces had been pretty traumatic, but it was mainly Mackenzie who was making my life miserable. Maybe WCD wasn't such a horrible place. Maybe if I tried talking to Chloe and Zoe, we could go back to being friends again. Maybe Brandon hadn't written me off as a total loser. So, on Monday afternoon, I called the library desk during fifth hour to talk to Chloe and Zoe. Plus, I was a teensy bit curious about how Mackenzie's art project had turned out. Okay, I admit, I was dying to know. My hands were trembling as I dialed the phone. Library front desk, Zoe speaking. Hi, Zoe. It's me, Nikki. I was just calling to see how you guys are doing. You'd never believe what happened to me this morning. Then I heard Chloe's muffled voice in the background. OMG, it's her? Just say you can't talk right now because we're really busy. We don't have time to waste. What's up, Nikki? Brandon told us everything that happened. Actually, he's here right now. Too bad about your art project. Zoe stammered nervously. Yeah, I know. So what are the three of you do? Listen, Nikki, I really have to hang up now. We're really busy with, a project. Chloe and Brandon said hi. Wait, Zoe, I just wanted to... Sorry, gotta go. See you tomorrow. Bye. Click. After that conversation, there was no doubt in my mind that Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon practically hated me. So there wasn't really anything left to do but make plans to transfer to a new school. And have a really good cry. Which is what I've been doing on and off for the past 24 hours. The only good thing that's come out of all of this is that my parents have been so worried about my emotional state, they finally agreed to let me transfer to the nearby public school. I thanked my dad for arranging the scholarship and all, but unfortunately, it just hadn't worked out. Surprisingly, Mom and Dad took the news about their anniversary painting being destroyed really well. I even promised I would paint them a new one, although Brianna insisted that she wanted to do it instead. Don't worry, Mom and Dad. I am almost done making your brand new anniversary present, and it's way better than Nikki's dumb old painting. But I had a really bad feeling about Brianna's art project. When I asked her if she had used finger paints or crayons, she said, "Nope, a black permanent marker. And I drew it over the couch in the exact same spot where your painting was hanging." Brianna said her drawing was called The Maxwell Family Visits Princess Sugar Plum on Baby Unicorn Island. When Mom saw Brianna's wall mural, she just about fainted. And then Brianna tried to get out of it by blaming Miss Penelope. It was kind of nice to laugh again after feeling so hopelessly depressed.